All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, it's time for the segment that I had nothing to do with, but these guys swear will delight you. It's time for This Day in Show History.
Wow, some dramatic music there.
Wow.
All right, Mike. So on this day, January 15th, let me take you back.
That's a great story.
And certainly answer these topics in retrospect, but also see if you remember doing these. This day last year, January 15th, 2019, we were talking about the Pistons being 18-24 at the halfway mark.
Glad to see that got better.
Yes. We were also doing a topic. Kyler Murray declares for the 2019 NFL draft. Should a team draft him in the first round? Was one of the top.
And I said yes. There's no way I didn't.
It goes to show you. He went one overall. Crazy stuff happens. There was also another topic that day. 1 year ago on this day, the Lions were listed as having the second best Vegas odds to land Antonio Brown. And we were talking with the people about whether AB should be a Lion.
Somewhere I feel like there should be drops about gummy penises.
Could you imagine?
It would have been amazing. I advocated for it, I admit it.
In retrospect, if they had signed him and everything else had happened afterwards.
Hey man, where's my car?
Now, has this topic changed? We did a topic, Dale Hansen, ABC Dallas, talking about racism in the NFL and why more black coaches aren't hired.
Let's check the White Coaches Network. Yep, all white guys hired this year.
And lastly, before we go back 2 years.
Oh, come on.
This day last year, Jim Harbaugh said that Josh Gattis will run the entire offense. And we were asking the people of Detroit, do you believe him?
I still don't. That offense still looks like it has Harbaugh fingerprints all over it. Do you believe that he does?
I do not.
David, do you believe?
No way.
Okay. Now, this is where it's going to get real scary.
2 years ago.
Sully, unless you're going to do this in a dramatic fashion, I feel like Roberto should sound this. 2 years ago.
Well, if this is good, he can do his creepy voice for an open, too. So if we go back 2 years, January 15th, 2018, you're going to notice a theme here. Pistons were 22-20 at the halfway mark.
Yes, they've gotten progressively worse.
We were also discussing NFL ratings being down yet again this weekend and what is wrong. And, of course, we were in the middle, Luana Simon apology, the MSU situation. But also, do you remember the Isaiah Thomas video controversy in Boston? We did that as a topic, too.
What video controversy?
You don't remember that?
No.
When he was getting a video tribute, he was returning to Boston, and Paul Pierce was upset that he was getting a video tribute because he did nothing. He didn't win a championship in Boston, and he didn't think he deserved a video tribute.
I don't remember this.
Wow.
Yeah, David, no offense. I don't think that makes the top 1,000 stories.
Well, what's funny is when we looked this up, Sully also couldn't remember it, so I'm shocked that I'm the only one on the show that remembers this.
Did this actually happen? 248.
January 15th, 2017.
Oh,
we're going back now.
Come on.
You're going to like this one because, oh, I don't know, we just did it the other day.
On this day in show history.
On this day, we did the topic. It's championship weekend coming up in the NFL. How far away are the Lions from competing at this level?
Let's check.
Second dick.
Let me say, too, this segment is brought to you by Mike Sullivan's AFileHoarder.com.
Oh, I got all these still saved.
On this day in show history.
Another one from 2017. This one's fascinating, thinking about this weekend as well. We asked the people, will Aaron Rodgers reach GOAT status if he wins the Super Bowl this year? We asked that in 2017. We're asking it again now.
He could still get there.
He still could now. You're right. Mike, we also did a topic 2017 on this day. Tom Gores still has absolute confidence in Stan Van Gundy. Do you?
And you know damn well what side of that I was on.
With a subtopic, is Reggie Jackson a cancer for the Pistons? And David, I hate to do this one to you. We did an Antonio Brown topic that day as well about Mike Tomlin going off when he was videotaping in the locker room. Remember that?
I do remember that.
The beginning of the end for my team. That's what that was.
You're right.
Man, I remember that video situation. That's crazy.
The triple B's. That was
it.
On this day, 2016, a couple more highlights. These are a couple more for you. On this exact day in 2016, we did a topic. NFL quarterbacks have to make players around them better, like we saw this past weekend. Stafford cannot do this.
It's actually true.
How about this? Pistons crush Warriors on Ben Wallace night. Did he deserve to get his number retired?
Yes. I don't know what I said back then, but I'd say, yeah, you got to give the people what they want. He was a defensive player of the year a couple of times. He was the face of that run. And then he went to Chicago and never got another rebound.
Yeah. And we have two more show topics from January 15th, 2016 on this day. Bob Quinn said that he wants to improve the middle class of the Lions roster. That quote, we're like, what does that even mean? And Ian Rappaport reported that Jim Bob Cooter will be installed as the team's offensive coordinator on a permanent basis, but Terrell Austin's being interviewed for other jobs. Not sure if he'll be back.
Yeah, look how that worked out.
Yep.
Both guys got murdered.
And maybe this is a perfect one to end on.
All right. On this day,
January 15th, 2016, you'll remember this. Because it was championship weekend in the NFL. Do you have confidence that Peyton Manning can actually beat New England?
Oh, boy.
And then that was when he won the Super Bowl with the Broncos, right?
Oh, my.
An AFC championship.
It doesn't seem that long ago. Wow. Where has time gone? All right, here's what I'll do.
Do you like the bit or not?
I like it, but Roberto's going to have to voice a few things.
Yeah.
And we're going to need you to be more dramatic. I feel like there needs to be more of a dramatic push.
We need 2016.
We definitely can add elements to it.
I don't mind it.
People, I need 10 lines right now.
No.
Did we pass or fail on this? Did you like hearing this as a new bit to the show, or should we just scrap it and never do it again?
Here's my grade. C+.
Oh,
It's got a chance to be good.
Right.
Listen, I gave you guys the latitude. C+ is still passing, but I don't think it's up to par.
Would you like us to continue to improve it and bring it back?
I'll leave that to the people. I've given you my vote. 97-1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.